Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You aren't going to believe this, but this is the America that we're in right now, and it's shocking. But in a school in Tennessee, there is a teacher there that one of her students sneezed. One of her students sneezed, and the other student said, "God bless you." And they sent, you got to hear this, they sent that student that said, "God bless you," to the principal's office and said, "Bless you will not be mentioned in this classroom. God wouldn't be mentioned." Take a look at this. Matter of fact, watch this local news broadcast in Tennessee.
A high school senior now in Tennessee. He got kicked out of class for doing something many of us say is a common courtesy.
Kendra Turner served a in-school suspension after saying "bless you" in class after someone sneezed. Now, the phrase is one of several terms the teacher doesn't allow. The teenager claimed that she was told "bless you" is banned because it's for church. A pastor in the area said that this isn't the first issue students have had with this particular teacher when it comes to faith.
There were several students that were talking about this particular faculty member there that was very demeaning to them in regards to their faith.
Now, school administrators say Turner was suspended because she created a distraction by yelling across the room. The student argues that it is her First Amendment freedom of speech to say "bless you." This has been our topic of the day, and we've been asking you what you think about this student suspension. Many of you taking to Facebook this morning, and Tom says if this teacher or any public figure is going to be offended so easily by words, then maybe it's not the right job for them. It is a public school.
And Lisa says, "I'm thinking there's a lot more to the story that the girl is not sharing. Suspension is pretty harsh, though." Do appreciate your comments. You can keep that conversation going by heading to our Facebook pages.
There's always those people like, "Yeah, I do understand crucifying God's son's bad, but there are those people that need to be crucified."
Yeah.
And it's like there's always somebody out there is like, "Really? Are you the person who should go to the principal's office is the teacher should go get fired?"
Hello.
Exactly.
But you know what? We elect the school superintendents, the school boards in our entire country.
Mm-hmm.
You elected them. We elect these men and women. And you can say, "I'm not going to have anybody in these offices who have those kind of values." But understand what she's saying here. And it's so important what this teacher was saying. And this is the spirit across the land. You just keep your church stuff, your religious stuff in your church.
Mm.
And you know why? Because we made church about a building.
Mm. Yeah.
And guess what they're doing? This is what the enemy's saying. Fine. We'll use it. We'll use that.
That's right.
You keep it in your building. You keep it in your building. But the church is not a building.
Mm.
The church is the believers, followers of Jesus Christ. We can meet under an oak tree. We can meet in a coffee shop. We can meet in a stucco building. People want Jesus. They don't want buildings. But now, because we've made it about buildings, we bring people to buildings. You know, somebody's prayed for years, you know, and you've told them about the Lord for years and said, you got to come to our building, right?
Right.
And so the guy shows up and he finally, after a couple months, he gets a hard time. He says, "I'm going to go down there because God's in this building." And so he shows up in the building, right? Bob does.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bob's sitting, I'm like, "This is it. I showed up in the building. I'm here," right? And all of a sudden, you know, everybody who is sitting on those chairs or pews, depending on what viewpoint you have about how you sit or stand, is that they don't realize that they are the church. So they're in the building too. And they're looking forward. Everybody's just looking forward, you know, and they're thinking like, "Boy, I sure hope Bob hears this."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hope Bob gets that. I mean, he's in the building. We contain this in the building. I didn't tell Bob anything about Jesus at the coffee shop or when I saw him at the gas station. I didn't tell him my testimony.
No.
But we're in the building now.
Right.
And so we're looking forward. And all of a sudden, of course, since the church didn't know they were the church, they thought the building was the church, Bob leaves disappointed and he blames God because God didn't love me because I showed up at the church, the building, and I'm unchanged. And then the people who are the church who sat beside Bob start saying, "What's Bob's problem? I can't believe him. We brought him to the church. We brought him to the building." And it's like, you are the church. You should have told Bob about your testimony. You should have told him about Jesus. Oh, you don't know him? You can know him. The building doesn't save you and nor does a role. But understand, this is what they said. This is what that teacher said in Tennessee. You take God and you take the blessings of God and you take it where you took Bob. You take it back in that building.
Wow.
We made it about a building, and guess what the darkness is doing now? They're saying carrot in the building. And so you have people in buildings going, lions, tigers, and bear. Oh no, lions, tigers. We're safe in here. Right. And so you have, you come together, and of course God shows up because we're two or more gathered in my name. There I'm in the midst of. Mm-hmm. But when you leave there, you don't carry God with you. You don't talk about God in your home. You don't talk about God in your neighborhood. You don't talk about God in your community. You don't talk about him in your workplace. Remember the attorney that was scared half to death to even put God anywhere near his stuff? And he said he was a Christian.
Wow.
And it was just like, dude, come on. You, if you're ashamed of God before men, he'll be ashamed of you before the Father. You find out if you really are a follower of God, if you're not ashamed of to say you're his. Mm. And so we made it about a building. And so this teacher tells this Christian girl, you know, you keep God and his blessings in your building, but out here, we won't have it. We won't even have this thing. And if you have to understand, people need Jesus. They want Jesus, but we've been given them a building. Mm-hmm. One particular leader in the Baptist church denomination said, you know, we have been selling people on America and just giving them Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, what have we done? We need to understand, if we had no buildings at all, we still are the church. People want Jesus. Listen to Pastor Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence.
Did you know religion has never really seen the Lord? Religion has never really seen the Lord. Religion sees buildings. Religion sees doctrine. Religion sees all these other things, and that's fine too, but they've never really had an experience with the Lord. People are saying, I don't care about the church building. I don't care about the name on the church. Just show me Jesus. Show me Jesus. Lead me to him, the lover of my soul.
This is so important, because if you haven't got the teaching, we're going to make it a link available for you to be able to get it from Church of His Presence, John Kilpatrick Ministries, about urgency. Where's the urgency? And he's talking about the evil watchman. And this is the evil watchman. When in Songs of Solomon, when she comes for her, trying to find her lover, remember, she was there and she was all dressed and ready for him. And then all of a sudden she thinks he's going to come, but he doesn't come. And she runs out to the streets and she looks to the watchman. And the evil watchman, when she says, have you seen him? Have you seen, think about it. What he's saying is, that's the church. Have you seen Jesus? Mm. And the watchman says, I don't even know where he is. I don't even know who you're talking about. And right now, because we've called everything the church that's not the church, and the things that are the church, we don't even acknowledge it. And so we send people, I mean, 9/11 hit. 9/11 hit, and these buildings were filled after 9/11. But we had watchmen who said, you know, you need a 12-step program. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to get involved in our, we have this program for this, we have a program for that, we have a financial this, we have a financial that. You know, you need to be able to, you know, start teaching something or doing something. It's like, brother, they just want Jesus. You have to understand that. First we find Jesus, then we are the church. We don't do church, we are the church, and we make Jesus the Lord of our life. He speaks to us and he leads us. We become his disciple. We love God and we love others and lead others to do the same. And in that, the church happens, and then it all makes sense to us. But when you see the church as an institution, as a building, and buildings are great, but you just see it that way, that the word of God doesn't even make sense to you. It doesn't even apply. So you have to skip over this and skip over that and skip over this. But when you see the church as family, when you see it as our brothers and sisters in the Lord, that we're heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that there's order to things, that when he talks about, you know, a person should be able to manage his own home, it's because the church is going to be around that person's home. I mean, they're going to influence the church. Not because, hey, if you have a good home, then you could lead the building down the street. No, you have a good home because the church could be in your home. But it doesn't even happen. It doesn't. It's like, no, we're like, what are we doing? This teacher nailed us. She nailed us. Sort of like when President Bill Clinton said in his campaign years ago, he says, it's the economy, stupid. And he nailed, that was our God at the time, because we were following money. If you get the money right, then you'll get the vote. And he was right. And think about this. It's the building. It's the building. They really believe when they drive past that empty building and nobody's in there, not even the pastor and his secretary. Nobody's in there. Not one single human being's in there. They'll drive right past that building with Bob in their passenger seat and they'll point at it and they'll say, there's my church. There's my church. You got to come this Sunday at 10:46. We're talking, if you missed the earlier part of this program, you got to catch it. A student gets sent to the principal's office because she says, God bless you, to another fellow student that has...
She sneezed.
And you can find out more about that and understand this is what we can change this because that school is ran by somebody that our fellow citizens in Tennessee, that you put them in there. Mm-hmm. So you can actually change that by putting other folks in there that would fire this teacher for even thinking about doing that to a child in the classroom. And secondly, about we got to get out of the buildings. I mean, we can visit in the buildings, but we got to understand that we're the church 24/7. We have to, that's who we really are. I mean, who we are is when we're outside of that gathering.
Right.
I mean, it's easy to hang around folks who think like you, but Jesus said, if that's the only time you act like you're saved, if that's the only time that you love and the only people that you love, he says, you're no different than the pagans.
Yeah, it's the pep rally. It's not the game.
Yes, right.
It's the pep rally. The game is
if we're
going to
have
day,
one more pep rally and nobody's going to play ball. I mean, it's amazing, you know, when you think about it, that can you imagine, you know, you get out there with somebody and you're going to throw the ball, you're going to throw the football with them, and they stand there and you throw it at them and their arms don't come up or nothing. The ball just kind of hits them and falls to the ground. That's a lot like the American church. It's like, I don't, what is this? Now, if we were doing this in that building, you know,
right,
I'd understand, but we don't play ball out here. Put that away. You know, we're at work now.
Right.
We're at work. You know, I'm with my friends now. We don't put that down, you know, or don't even know that we're supposed to actually do something with this gospel, with this Jesus. And so find out more about that. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.